Well, we now continue on the English programme your little thingy story of the dragon's teeth. And I seem to recall yesterday we never actually met the dragon. Let's hope it happens today. We did meet lots of people with lots of strange names and things, sort of Latin-based names. Well, Brother Cadmus, this is what Europa was crying, starting up out of the midst of the roses and lilies, Phoenix, Kilix. That could be Kilix, it could be Silix, but I think it's Kilix. Where are you all? Help, help, come and drive away this bull. Her brothers were far too far away, especially as the fright took away Europa's voice and hindered her from calling very loudly. So there she stood, poor thing, starting to panic. Well, as you would do, I suppose. It was the suddenness with which she had sort of seen the bull, rather than anything. It wasn't particularly frightful. But it was just the suddenness which caused Europa the alarm. Looking at him more attentively, she began to see that he was a rather beautiful animal. And even decided the particularly amiable expression that there was in his face. He didn't seem to be an animal of any particular threat. Well, as for his breath, the breath of cattle, you know, is always sweet. That's what it says here. Not me, I'm just reading it from a bit of paper. It's a bit of paper here. I don't know. Okay. Well, it was as fragrant as if he had been grazing on no other food other than rosebuds, or at least the most delicate of clover blossoms. I mean, I can't confirm or deny that I've never ever smelt the breath of a bull before in my entire life. And never before did a bull have such bright eyes, bright and tender eyes, as this particular one. The bull ran all over the place, entertaining the child, so that she quite forgot how menacing looking the bull was, and from the gentleness and playfulness of his actions soon came to consider him an innocent creature, a bit like a pet lamb. Of course, oh look, the little bull, it looks just like a pet lamb. Frightened as she was at first, you might by and by have seen Europa sort of playing as if the bull was nothing more than a little doggy. Hello, doggy. She pulled some blades of grass, and the bull ate them out of her hand. Not because it was particularly hungry, but because it wanted to make new friends, and took pleasure in eating what was given to him or her. I've forgotten. Is it a boy or a girl? I've forgotten. Well, it's a bull, so there we go. Let's move on, I think. Well, my stars, was there ever such a gentle, sweet, pretty, amiable creature as this bull? And ever such a nice playmate for the girl? When the animal saw, for the bull had so much intelligence that it is really wonderful to think of, when he saw that Europa was no longer afraid of him, he was overjoyed, could hardly contain himself. He ran about the meadow, now here, now there, making sprightly leaps. This is a bull, don't forget. I'm trying to picture this bull doing these things. It was doing all these things with as little effort as a bird expends in hopping from twig to twig. Indeed, his motion was as light as if he were flying through the air. His hooves, says hoofs here, H-O-O-F-S. Well, isn't it hooves? V-E-S. Come on, what's going on with the English language, for goodness sake? Maybe I'm wrong. Please write in. Sort out. It seemed hardly to leave the print in... Oh, sorry, the hooves seemed hardly to leave their print in the grassy soil over which he trod. With his spotless hue... What's a spotless hue? He resembled a snowdrift, wafted along by the wind. Once he galloped so far away that Europa feared lest she might never see him again. I love the word lest. Okay, take a break. More from the dragon's teeth. Hopefully, you haven't even met the dragon yet. On tomorrow's or on the next program. Tatty.